Predicting the future. It is always a bit dangerous to make predictions, especially ones set centuries to thousands of years in the future. The physicist Niels Bohr was fond of saying, "Prediction is very hard to do, especially about the future." But there is a fundamental difference between the time of Jules Verne and the present. Today, the fundamental laws of physics are basically understood. Physicists today understand the basic laws extending over a staggering 43 orders of magnitude, from the interior of the proton out to the expanding universe. As a result, physicists can state, with reasonable confidence, what the broad outlines of future technology might look like, and better differentiate between those technologies that are merely improbable and those that are truly impossible. In this book, therefore, I divide the things that are impossible into three categories. The first are what I call Class 1 impossibilities. These are technologies that are impossible today, but that do not violate the known laws of physics. So they might be possible in this century, or perhaps the next, in modified form. They include teleportation, antimatter engines, certain forms of telepathy, psychokinesis, and invisibility. The second category is what I term Class 2 impossibilities. These are technologies that sit at the very edge of our understanding of the physical world. If they are possible at all, they might be realized on a scale of millennia to millions of years in the future. They include time machines, the possibility of hyperspace travel, and travel through wormholes. The final category is what I call Class 3 impossibilities. These are technologies that violate the known laws of physics. Surprisingly, there are very few such impossible technologies. If they do turn out to be possible, they would represent a fundamental shift in our understanding of physics. This classification is significant, I feel, because so many technologies in science fiction are dismissed by scientists as being totally impossible, when what they actually mean is that they are impossible for a primitive civilization like ours. Alien visitations, for example, are usually considered impossible because the distances between the stars are so vast. While interstellar travel for our civilization is clearly impossible, it may be possible for a civilization centuries to thousands or millions of years ahead of ours. So it is important to rank such impossibilities. Technologies that are impossible for our current civilization are not necessarily impossible for other types of civilizations. Statements about what is possible and impossible have to take into account technologies that are millennia to millions of years ahead of ours. Carl Sagan once wrote, "What does it mean for a civilization to be a million years old? We have had radio telescopes and spaceships for a few decades. Our technical civilization is a few hundred years old. An advanced civilization, millions of years old, is as much beyond us as we are beyond a bush baby or a macaque." In my own research, I focus professionally on trying to complete Einstein's dream of a theory of everything. Personally, I find it quite exhilarating to work on a final theory that may ultimately answer some of the most difficult, impossible questions in science today, such as whether time travel is possible, what lies at the center of a black hole, or what happened before the Big Bang. I still daydream about my lifelong love affair with the impossible, and wonder when and if some of these impossibilities might enter the ranks of the everyday.